This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, leading up to a Supreme Court ruling back in 2018, we did a lot of coverage of South Dakota versus Wayfair. That decision means online businesses have to collect sales tax. This is the first holiday shopping season with the new system. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Before the Supreme Court decision, many states relied on the honor system. People who purchased goods online were supposed to voluntarily pay their local sales tax. Not many people did. This year, expect to see that tax in your online shopping cart. Carl Davis is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
In the vast majority of states, if you're buying from a major retailer online, you will be paying sales tax this holiday season.
A few states don't have sales tax. Others have laws in the works. In the meantime, Veronique DeRuggi at the Mercatus Center says states aren't making that much more money.
Because a lot of the online purchases are done through Amazon and through big stores that were already collecting the sales tax.
Despite some estimates that states would gain tens of billions in revenue from online retailers, DeRuggi says the early indication is a much smaller bump of less than $4 billion. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.